Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Coon. We're happy to have you and you and you and all of you that's tuning in. Amen. We are also welcoming as many can call. We bless the name of Jesus and everything. And Lord, we ask you right now, oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, stretch your hand of deliverance, oh God, for those that are lost, in the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord, and heal and deliver, because we know you are able to deliver, and that you are able to defend. Oh God, we ask you able. You created the earth and all those that are here. Lord, we ask you to bind Satan's hand on every part. Because we know that you're able. Everything we touch is a song. Thank God tonight for each and every one today, and families and friends. And oh God, we thank God for each and every one. Continue to be with this broadcast, and amen. We ask him, call a friend and tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. Lord, we're here to invite our audience. Amen. We welcome us to doctrine of truth. Amen. To bring the truth from the grassroots level, and all listeners is to be shared the biblical experience that we can grow thereby. And Lord, we thank you, amen, all goes that's going through this virus and all these things that, amen, you said it was going to be. You said it's going to be. You said it was going to be, amen, of all the changes in the world. And you haven't lost yet. Lord, you haven't, amen, you haven't just lost the place and the different things that you have brought. You have to go and thank God that you are the truth. You are the truth. We're talking about Saul, King Saul, a spiritual man who prophesied with the prophets. But he let his heart turn away from God. He let his heart turn away from God. Amen. You know, the Bible says that, amen, the heart, amen, we're saved. Paul has said that we are saved by our heart. We are saved. Amen. And by the leading of the heart. Amen. And according to the Bible and according to the scriptures, amen. Paul had said one time, amen, according to the book of Romans, amen, the heart, amen, is the inner source, the inner emotions, the motives that direct. Amen. He said, by the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. Believeth. Amen. Believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made. Amen. Unto salvation. You can't go anywhere. If you ask anybody, any place, and you ask them, say, well, what is your communication? What is your thoughts? Where are you going? What is your direction? And they speak it. And they speak it. Amen. They speak it out of their heart. Amen. Now, if they're lying, amen, the Bible says that amen, the liars have no part, because the fact that God judge us by our heart. He judge us by what we say. Amen. He judge us by what we're doing and what we, where we're going. And James has said that, amen, by the action of the heart, amen, by the motives of the heart, man can be condemned by his action. So we're going to begin to this broadcast, and we're asking all of you that know a friend, call a friend, amen. We're going to have some exciting times, and amen, and here, amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend at 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can have, go to blogtalkradio.com, amen, /JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, or you can go to our webpage, amen, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, .org, amen. Or you can, well, just call in. Call in. We will not give your name, your address, or we just ask with your area code. Then after the area code, amen, we can call your last four digits, amen. And after that, amen, you can give your name and address if you want to, but we will not be responsible for any crank calls, any problems like that. Amen. But we're here. We're here. The Bible said, Proverbs 27:17, it said, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. As well as Proverbs 20:24-6, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. There's safety. So what you say and I say, amen, is amen. We can find counseling, we can find complete thoughts. And Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, that the man of God may be have, amen, be reproved for instruction in righteousness, amen, that the man of God may be complete. Amen. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one. Amen. We're gonna turn. Amen. We're talking about the spiritual man. Spiritual man. Amen. But Saul was one of the First Samuel 10. Amen. And looking at the ninth verse, and we're going to run over to the second, 1 Samuel 28:7. Amen. And Saul's heart was changed, and he prophesied. And listen now. God changed his heart. God changed his heart. Amen. And it was so that when he had turned his back from going from Samuel, he gave him another heart. God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they had came hither to the hills, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, Then the people said one to another, "What is this that is coming unto son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" Amen. I'm going to turn to Samuel, the 28th chapter. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. Notice now. Amen. God does not. Amen. We talk about king prophets. Amen. Not the prophets of Jezebel. For Jezebel prophets, they prophesied. Amen. They tell lies. Amen. This is foretelling. Amen. The 1 Samuel 28:7. Then said Saul unto his servant, "Seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, and I may go unto her and inquire of her." And his servant said to him, "Behold, there's a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor." We're going to stop there. Amen. That's enough information. That's enough information that, amen. Here we have, amen, a spiritual man. God called him and God changed his heart. Amen. And God, amen, brought him in to the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, amen, there's no lies being told in the kingdom of God. So King Saul was a spiritual man. He prophesied with the prophets. The word says that he turned back and he had a change of heart. But yet Saul died because of his involvement with witchcraft. He died because of his involvement with witchcraft. Now, Paul has said that in the latter days, amen, there will be men and women, amen, that would, amen. Let me get this scripture now. Paul is in the latter days, amen, men and women. And we have to say that women, you're not neglect, amen. But Paul said in the latter days, 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to receive with thanksgiving to them that which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, but to be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. In these latter days, things that there are much depression, there's much, amen, stress, there are things that are coming upon this earth, amen, and men and women, amen, they are turning from the faith and they're trying to seek an answer. They're trying to seek an answer to be ready for the end time, which we are in the end time. But Saul here has, amen, he has turned his heart from the Lord because God had left him and he did not obey God and he wanted to know what was going to happen. Amen. And he began to prophesy earlier in his life. But the Lord had turned, amen, Saul had turned himself, amen, and choose, Lord, condemn the choice of Saul. Amen. God had turned himself, and Samuel had, God had told Samuel that what was going to happen to Saul. Samuel cried all night long, and he did not obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We must obey, amen, the Lord of the land. We must obey, amen, the Old Testament, the old scriptures, amen. Obedience always have been, amen, a doctrine that run from Genesis to Revelation. Obedience is always have been, amen, the foundation, amen, for walking upright and walking upright in righteousness, walking upright, amen, in having control of your salvation. Long as you tell the truth, long as you be involved, amen, with Jesus Christ, amen, and do not tell a lie, amen. Like we always say, the upgraded lie, amen, deception, amen, deceiving is an upgraded lie. Jesus said there'll be an upgraded lie, amen, because he said, be not deceived, amen. But a lie is a lie, amen. There's upgraded lies, amen. There's little lies, amen, you might consider a lie, amen, but it always going to come to pass by and by. What we have today, saints, amen, people want to know how to sacrifice and how to prolong their days and their times by listening to other things and other doctrines and other places. Amen. And see, is there another way out of all of this end time possibility? Saul was one of the kings. He was one of the kings. He thought it could be, amen, that God would turn his back, amen, because he was a king. He thought it could be, amen, that God will overlook his position, amen, and go along with what he's looking for. But he put his bed. He moved the righteousness of God, amen, and went back with the devil. He went back with the devil, and the devil deceived him, amen, and he found himself in a lie. Amen. So we're going to stop here because, you know, we got a good subject, and we got places that we want to go, and this subject can go either way. You can go into witchcraft, or you can go, amen, there are some feel that this subject, amen, that you can go into the witchcraft, the spiritualism, because there's a lot of spiritualism all over the world, and you can go into those that don't believe in spiritualism, but they just going to believe in good luck and bad luck and things that would happen to them, amen, and good luck and bad luck. And there are also a situation where those that believe in God from Genesis to Revelation, those that believe in God, amen, and whatever God says, amen, God is the ruler, and he is the Alpha and Omega of this earth. So we're going to look at King Saul just a little while. And we're going to go into the studio. We're going to go into the studio because we have, amen, a lot to say about this situation. And we want everybody to have a chance, amen, to express themselves, Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we can go on into different areas. And you might know somebody. You might know somebody and say, well, you might have a Samaritan type of religion in your family, in your home. Amen. And they involve in Buddha. They involve in Hinduism. But yet and still, they go to church. They love the Lord. Amen. And they worship God. But when they come out of the church, when they go out, amen, and walk among the people, amen, they play the lottery. They play all kind of different a good luck situation. And they love God. And they love God. All right, we're at 754-7506. 754-506. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you. I think we have it. God bless you. All right. All right, I think we had, okay. All right, we are moving on. We're moving on. Maybe we get back to that caller. Amen, in a minute. Amen. But you might have people that are calling and people are moving on to different situations. Amen. And you like to say, amen, that good luck and bad luck. Amen. Spiritualism, good luck and bad luck, amen. You can say good luck, amen, and go out and win Christ and win Jesus, amen. Say God bless you here and God bless you there, amen. I heard a story of a man, amen. He played the lottery, amen. He brought it back to the church. And he paid the tithes and offering, amen. And the people decided that they were having a problem. Amen. We're gonna go to that. Amen. I think we have a 754. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, Bishop. Two thoughts came to my mind. First of all, we got to remember who we stop listening to. Once you stop listening to God, that's one of the problems. People stop listening to God and what God tell us to do. And that's the key thing. Who are you listening to? That's the thought came to me. Once you stop listening to God and God's word, and also it came to me that we have to remember God, that Jesus is holy. In a time, it's holiness. Jesus is holy. He said, be ye holy because he is holy. So we got to realize what happened. Once you stop listening to God and what God's word says to do, that's where the problems come in. We start listening to everything and everybody else instead of just staying with the word of God. If we stick with the Ten Commandments and stick with the word of God and always remember that Jesus is holy. Anytime, anything that's taking us out of holiness, out of the will of God, we have to check ourselves. So he said, just remember, who we're listening to is very important.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We have to know who we're listening to. We have to know who we're listening to. Amen. And we are we're going to... I think we're just moving along, and then I'm working over here as well as, yes, you have to understand that Jesus is God. Jesus is as God is, amen. He is communication. He's able to help us, amen. And we are, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. But the understanding that God is, God is, Amen. Communication. Communication. And the devil knows that. The world knows that. Now they know the word. Amen. But then you have to decide, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? All right. You can press one on your phone. We got a good show tonight. We got a good program tonight. Amen. We're going on to 954. No, we're not going there right now. All right. 855-236-2252. Or 347-215-8816. Amen. There are many prophets out there. There are many prophets out there. And they'll tell your future. They will tell your future. Amen. But you have to understand, amen, you are a child of God, and you are capable. You're capable, amen, of telling the future, amen, but in righteousness. May God give you an inspiration, a direction, amen, to tell the truth, amen. That's what you call prophesying, amen. You're speaking the truth, or you're speaking things that's going to happen, amen. Spiritual soul. Saul is a spiritual man. Amen. He's always, amen. He's under God. Amen. He's the king. But until his heart turns, and sometimes we overlook the heart. The heart is the problem. Heart is the problem. All right? Okay, we're gonna go right along here. And we're going to go to someone, amen, who have a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, amen. Somebody that's want to speak according to what God has given them and what God has given you to say to the people, as well as the world itself, the word itself. All right. We thank God for each and every one, and I appreciate many of you. You're the one that makes the program. You're the one that makes the program. I haven't had many chances to say this to many of you. Amen. But you're the one that makes the program. You're the one, amen, that helps your little comment, your little song, your little hymn. Amen. You're the one that makes the program. Amen. And you have to be understanding. Amen. We are in the last days. Jesus said he's sorrow. He is a man of sorrow. Amen. He is a man. Amen. To come along. Amen. And he's acquainted with grief. He's acquainted with grief. Amen. He's able to give us the ability, amen, to go on and to do right, amen, in the sight of God. Now remember that he is, and we are the children of God. Sometimes we try not to emphasize this, but we are spiritual. We are spiritual. Amen. You are a spiritual child of God. Amen. You are a child of God. We are a child of God. We are his people. Amen. And he is, when you become born again, amen, into his spirit. Amen. Even though we walk this earth and we're contaminated, all different things, and we begin to learn and to work. But if our heart stays right with God, amen. You can use your ability and your powers, amen, and fight off the enemy, amen. All right, with 229, 8742. We're 229-8742. Amen. And we're go right ahead. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop, and the people that's on the Block Talk program tonight. Thank God for another day and for this subject of Saul, King Saul. Thank God for his, because as you read, King Saul's heart was turned from the Lord. And anytime a heart turns from God, we're headed for a downfall. And we see in the scripture how he was, I want to say, exalting himself, because he began to seek other means and other ways of getting the answer from God. And the king should go to God, and after going to God, then he should bring back what the people need from God. But as we know in the scripture, he went and began to do some things that were not pleasing to the Lord, and the Lord changed his heart. And when our heart get corrupt and begin to turn, because Jesus said he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, he wants us to love him with our whole heart. And so I love the scripture that says with our whole heart, because some people are love with partly their heart. There's certain things that they just ain't going to turn over and surrender to the Lord, but we've got to give our whole heart to the Lord and love him with our whole heart. And we see King Saul here had quite a few things in his life as he turned from the Lord. Fear gripped him, and we know the story of David and how he was fearful. He and the whole army, he had brought the spirit of fear to the Israelites, and they were afraid. And he had no discernment of when God sent him help. And that help was in a little young boy called David, who was going to kill Goliath, and did do so. And but he tried to believe that it was in the clothing. And we know that the Bible says he put all this suit of armor and all that stuff on little David, and it didn't even fit. And we got to make sure what God put on us, that it'll fit perfectly. And so David went out, and we know that he conquered Goliath. And so King Saul, when his heart changed, his world changed, everything changed. And even after David killed all these and would come to this rescue, and the women began to sing, Saul killed his thousand, David his 10,000. He became very jealous of David. And he became jealous of David because Jonathan, the son of Saul, was knitted. And he loved, the scriptures say, David even as his own soul. They were knitted together. And he tried to kill David so many times. And the heart, when we turn from following after the Lord, the heart would do anything. And we, and I take away from this, because I believe the Bible says we think about him with witchcraft, and he told, go, the scripture read tonight was, find him a woman with a familiar spirit. But now we said, oh, I never do witchcraft. I never, but I believe the word of God said disobedient is as witchcraft. So we have to really search our heart and make sure that we're following after the Lord. And another thing I'd like to add is that he thought the victory in what is in what you wear, and that it's not in the anointing of God that's going to bring you the victory. And so he tried to put him on this suit of armor, I call it. But anyway, Saul was really a king that had fell from the throne, and which tells me, and my conclusion tonight is, I don't care how high you go, I don't care what your title says, I don't care what people give you and promote you. If you don't have a heart of God, you are headed for a downfall. You are headed for all kinds of spirits to take hold of your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, and you will do almost anything. So we got to have a heart that love the Lord, a whole heart, totally, completely. Give him every part of your heart. Give him every corner. Don't leave a corner out. Thank you, Lord. Not a corner. I could just go on. I feel because sometimes, Bishop, we will hold back certain things in certain parts in our heart. We'll say, well, I can handle that. I'll take care of that. The Lord has to do it, but give me whole heart. And that's my conclusion.
All right, woman of God, we thank you. Amen. And we're here. Amen. How Jeremiah has said, amen, that the heart is deceitful. The heart is deceitful. Amen. It is deceitful. And Jesus said, be not deceived. Jeremiah 17:9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things, despairingly wicked. Amen. Who can know it? The Lord searched the heart. I try to arrange to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doing. Amen. As a parson sitteth on the egg and hatch them not, so he that giveth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of the days, and his end shall be full. Amen. Hard to deceive for brethren. Amen. It's deceitful. Amen. Who knows it? God knows the heart. Amen. All right. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. We have press 1 on your phone. And amen. Go to 855-236-2252, 8347-215-8816. As well as you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. God knows your heart. In times like these, there are floods watching out churches. There's fires burning up homes and communities. Amen. There are problems, problematic situations that's happening in different countries. Amen. And people are migrating. They're migrating and moving back and forth. Amen. Who knows the heart of those people? Who knows the heart? Amen. To accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There's a time when we feel that, amen, baptism, amen, Lord's Supper, amen, repentance, amen. Who knows the heart of the people that are migrating? Amen. Who knows the heart, amen, of the people, amen, homeless? Who knows the heart, amen, of the people, amen, that's having problems, amen, in their homes? God knows. God knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. Amen. Just want to throw that out after you and put that in your, amen, your Bible talk. Amen. God knows everything. He knows the people. The world not going to be lost. The world not going to be lost by Satan. He's not going to be lost, amen, by God. God men and God church. No. We're going to have a great communion. Amen. All right. Let's push one on your heart, push one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about spiritual men. Spiritual men. Amen. And Jesus said there's going to be a lot of spiritual men coming upon the earth. There are a lot of spiritual seekers, amen, and we have to be careful, amen, that we want to be told, amen, we want to be told about something, amen. Jesus said there are going to be many, many, many spiritual men that's coming upon the earth, amen. All right, let's push one on the phone, and we're going to tap you right in, amen, let you have give you a conversation. Amen. And we'd like to have you to say something. Amen. You have a thought. You have a word. Amen. Jesus said, we read it here for those of you that listening. Jesus said that, amen, he would tell the truth about all these things. He said that there were many false prophets shall arise. They're going to rise, amen, and shall deceive many. Many false prophets, amen, shall arise and shall deceive people. And all these things are the beginning of sorrow. All right, 754-7506. Go right ahead.
Hi, Bishop. This is me again. The scripture came to me, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. So we have to realize that we have to listen to God. My sheep hear my voice. So if we're listening to God, we should not be going into error. If we're listening to the word of God and doing what God say, his sheep hear his voice. Okay, that's all.
All right. All right, God, Saul, King Saul, heard God's voice, knows God. Amen. He was involved in God. Amen. He knows. Amen. Things of God. Amen. And he knows, amen, the devil's voice. He knows the devil's, amen, the workers of the demons and different things. So he told him to go down, amen, and find me a witch. Amen. I want to know what the future is being involved in. So these King Saul, he's, amen. He knows God, but it's hard turn. It's hard turn. Amen. It's hard turn. So we have to be careful about, amen, seeking when there's no building, no church. Amen. We need to have Jesus on the inside, and we need to have Jesus deep down in our hearts. Amen. In Hebrews said, amen, do not forsake the assembly yourself. So we have to understand that the heart is the most precious thing we have, amen, along with our soul. We have to learn how to, amen, protect our heart. All right? All right, excuse me, but we have press one on your phone. You just want to throw that little thought out there. Press one on your phone. Amen. The heart is a very, 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 amen. The Bible said we are body, soul, and spirit. We're body, soul, and spirit. Amen. We're body. Amen. It's when God breathed on us, he created us in his image. All right, I think we, okay, I'm sorry, 850-2337. 850-2337.
Bishop? Yes, sir. Good evening. Yes, I was going to Proverbs when it says, guard your heart because the issues of life come out your heart. You know, mm-hmm. I pray. And I have to remember that the battlefield is in my mind. And, you know, I could do too much thinking. But when I ask God to to strengthen me, heart, mind, body, and soul. And I think with my heart, I never make a wrong decision. It's when I start thinking things through too much, and then I go astray sometimes. And I just pray to God, keep me on the right. And I, you know, Saul, he just the wrong direction. Know what to do. And I tell my children all the time, when we know what to do and we don't do it, and that's completely wrong. It ain't no right in what's wrong. It ain't no right in it. So I have to guard my heart, because the issues of life come out of my heart. I treat people the way I want to be treated. And then I won't have any problem. Love my neighbor as myself. Love God, Jesus Christ with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. With all my heart, mind, body, and soul. I love the Lord with all that's in me. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
All right. All right. All right. All right. God bless you, man of God. We're good to have you. Amen. We love the Lord our God all with all my heart and soul. Amen. We try to do right in every area. Amen. And what we have to do is what we learn to do. Amen. Once you learn, amen, Leviticus says that, amen, those that know to do and don't do is a sin. Amen. And God always have, amen, the sin of omission and the sin of commission. Amen. You know, but now if we can repent of our sin through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, we can go right on. The Holy Spirit, thank God. Thank God, the Holy Spirit, he's our teacher. Amen. He's our teacher. He's our guide. He's our leader. Amen. He's always there to help us. Amen. All right, we get down now, brethren. We get down now. Amen. To those of you that, amen, want to have a two or three, I think we better have about two. Amen. About two comments more. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. As always, you make this program. And we thank God for you always. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone, and we're going to tap you in. Amen. With that area code and the last four digits. Amen. Area code and the last four digits. Amen. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. We always have to look out for our brother and our sister. Amen. We always have to be careful. Amen. What God has said. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. I can go on and on and on and on. Amen. Because he let us know. Amen. What's going to happen. He let us know. And we thank God for the brethren and the sisters. And, amen. Those that in the different comments in different areas, amen, they're looking for a better life in Christ. Amen. Those that are looking back for a better life, amen. All right, we can press one on our phone. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. We're getting ready to go into situations that, amen, we need to pray for all our COVID-19, amen, people, as well as our mothers and fathers, amen, those of you that depended on, amen, that the coronavirus is a demonic spirit, brethren. That spirit, amen, it attacks just like a mosquito. There it is going to attack, amen. But when it's happening, Amen. People think this, well, I'm going to be all right. I put on everything. I put on this. Amen. And when they get in the house, they say, oh, I got bit. Amen. So you spray on material. Amen. And you get, next thing you know, amen, you need protection. Amen. So don't be deceived. That's what the devil says, that be not deceived, brother. Amen. God got his medicine. And if you look up in the Bible, amen, go to the Bible, look up herbal medicine. Go to the Bible, amen, and read up, amen, on what Paul did and the disciples had done. Amen. Because the human body needs protection. Not only from God, amen. Jesus came in healing. He came in healing. Amen. All right, we're going to take one more comment. I think we're going to come in one more comment. Amen. We might be able to do a comment on medicine. Amen. We might be able to do a comment on medicine. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We can let it to go right ahead. Amen. If not, we're going to go right into prayer. We're going to go right into prayer. Those that feel like they want to pray for someone, amen. Pray for the audience. Amen. The young people in prayer. Pray for our young people. Oh, God, pray for our young people. Amen. The Lord told us many years ago, amen, go to the youth. Go to the youth. Go to the young people. Amen. That's the new generation. Amen. That's the new generation. Amen. Press one on your phone, brother. Amen. We got a lot on our plate tonight, today, whatever you might be viewing. Press one on your phone. Talking about, amen. All right, 229-8742.
Yes, Bishop, you want me to pray?
Yes, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, that your name is above every name. And we worship you in the name of Jesus right now. Father, we pray for all of those who are on the line. God, for those who may be going through troubles and trials, thank you that you are still a regulator of our hearts. And Father, we give our heart to you in the name of Jesus, that you will come in, God, and just purify us. Renew us, wash us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our hearts, our bodies, our souls, our minds, every area. We say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within us. Bless your holy name, for your name is worthy. We pray for the bishop of the house and his wife, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Poole, Mother Poole. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch their children, their families, far and near. Cover them in the blood. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you would cover even those who have lost loved ones through this COVID. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them right now that you would send comforters to comfort them and let them know if they died in Christ, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Lord, let us warn our families that they need to accept you now. Your words say, harden not your heart the day that you hear my voice. So Father, let them, and you do the drawing, because you said no man could come unto you, no woman, no boy, no girl can come unto you except you draw them. So we pray for a drawing spirit right now, that you will draw them to your own self. And we pray that as they hear, let them be obedient to what they hear. Let them move in the name of Jesus. We pray for every other sickness or disease, God. And Father, we just ask for more wisdom, God. And anything we have not mentioned in this prayer, thank you for your word that says, God, that when we don't know what to pray, that the Holy Ghost make intercession for us. So we pray that the Holy Ghost will intercede, even as you, Jesus, intercede for us at the right hand of the Father.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Any more desire to prayer? Amen. Desire to pray? Amen. Knowing God is able to do everything with fail. Amen. Yet, amen. We can take one more prayer. Let me take one more prayer. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Remember, remember, remember. Amen. Jesus healed the noble man from Capernaum. He healed the leper. He healed the paralytic. He healed the impotent man. The man with the other hands. Go right ahead. 954-4485.
Gracious Father, we just thank you tonight for the program, God. We just thank you for the bishop, God. We thank you for all the listeners. Father God, we just pray right now, God, that you look upon our hearts, God. Anything that's not like you, we pray that you will remove it. God, we pray that you will fill us right now with understanding that our heart is precious, God. And we pray, God, that we can dedicate and have our entire heart, as the word says, with our whole heart, God, that we could serve you right now, Father God. We just pray if there's, again, anything that's not like you, God, that you remove it. And we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God heals. Amen. He healed. Amen. The legions of devils, the woman with the issue of blood, the two blind men, the daughter at the Canaanite woman, amen, deaf and dumb man at Capernaum, amen, the blind man at Bethsaida, amen, the lunatic son, amen, the blind man from birth, amen, the woman bound down with the spirit of infirmity, 10 leper at Samaria in Galilee, blind man at Jericho, the servant of the high priest, the widow's son at Naaman, the daughter of Jairus, amen, and Lazarus. Amen. God is a healer, brother. God is a healer. Amen. He believes, and he will do. All you have to do is just believe. Father, we rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke, amen, any unclean spirit. Oh God, any spirit, amen, of deception, any spirit, oh God, that do not like you, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stretch your hand in heaven and in earth. Oh God, we look upon those that are not here. Look upon those that know there's no hands, there's no feet, amen, because you are present in every area of the world. You're present in every situation of the world. Oh, God, we ask you to stretch your hands now and bind Satan's hand on every part. God, we know you're able through your Son, Jesus Christ. In your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we know you're able. Oh, God, we know you're able. Amen. You heal the blind man. You heal the lady with the issue of blood. God, you heal the noble man. You heal the man with the, amen, at the porch, amen, of Bethesda. Oh, God, you're there all the time. You never left us, and you never forgive us, and you never will forgive us. Amen. But you will through your Son, Jesus Christ, because you shed your blood on the cross. You shed your blood on the cross. We thank you again this program, and we ask you to continue to pray for us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen.